In a final where both sides weren't at their very best, a strong defensive display and some fine point taking helped Glenfleth to victory over Kilcommon in the Killarney Medals and Trophies Limited East Kerry Division 2 Under 17 League Final in Rathmore. Glenfleth kept the upper hand in the early stages, with the dangerous Liam O'Brien opening the scoring with a fine point. Goalie Pierce Minenden struck over the first of two frees he would convert in the first half. Shane Marcy then hit over a superb free for Kilcommon, but with Kieran O'Sullivan and Jack Rodden dominant in midfield, Glenfleth were well in control early. Points from John O'Sullivan, Kieran O'Sullivan and O'Brien left Glenfleth ahead by 5 points to one halfway through the period. Kilcommon started to make some inroads though, and their first point from play arrived from the boot of cornerback Sean Cox after being set up by Sean Marr. Glenfleth got the final 2 points in the half though from the outside of the left boot effort from O'Brien and a free from Jack Rudden, giving them a 5 point lead at the break. A big moment in the game looked to have occurred early after restart. A brilliant save from Dylan Cronin denied Dylan Bowler a certain goal. Kilcommon broke straight up the field, allowing Marr to get a great point after Billy O'Donoghue had released him. Caelan Desmond then found the target after James Kelly's clever crossfield pass. Kilcommon then found the goal they badly needed. They launched a free towards the goal, which Marr was first to react and fisted the ball to the net. They then missed a great chance to add another point straight after. O'Brien got a settling score for Glenfleth before a super pass set James O'Donoghue free. O'Donoghue then found John O'Sullivan near the goal and he finished the net off the ground at the second attempt. A Jack Rodden point extended the lead and a late free from Rory O'Connor from Kilcommon was the last score of the game. Captain Ty Corley accepted the cup afterwards on behalf of his delighted teammates. With the outstanding Rowan Gearan and O'Donoghue, he was part of a half-back line that thwarted Kilcommon all evening. Kilcommon would be disappointed they didn't perform to their best. Despite this, with players like Marr and O'Connor, they have plenty of talent for the future. On the night though, Glenfleth did what was required to win, and that's all you can do in a final. Thanks for listening. Good luck.